to Protect, brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. My name is Max Kane, and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week, we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment. And this week, we're talking about gardening and Borbia bloom coming this June. Kilmechanics' Robert Moore is one of the gardeners that will be featured, and he's here to tell me a little bit more about his garden. So what is the name of the garden?
Well, just the garden this year is the Tusla Fostering Garden. It's called Together We Grow. We're trying to kind of highlight the cause of fostering in Ireland, the people who are involved in it, the families, the social care workers, and we're trying to kind of, I guess, anchor it into, call it like the current landscape, do you know what I mean, as in where it is, how it's progressing, and we're trying to, by meeting loads of focus groups, by meeting loads of people involved in the system, we're trying to kind of engage with that narrative and try and put a bit of emotion into the garden. I mean, the garden is it's one of the large gardens in bloom this year, and it's going to be a walk-through garden, which means we're going to have, the public will have access to walk through the garden, which gives them a much more immersive experience.
And so what's the garden going to look like?
It's a very natural garden. There's a wide meandering path that runs all the way through it, which gives you access to all these different nooks and crannies within the garden. The idea behind the garden was to kind of showcase, within fostering in Ireland, we wanted to kind of get a sense of the journey. And ultimately, the journey of fostering is about, it's about hope and optimism. Obviously, there's challenges along the way. No one situation is alike. So it's about kind of showing that through a sense of love and understanding that the journey hopefully has a happy outcome. And equally then, it's about people who have been involved in this journey that they can share in terms of how their experiences were. So we've tried to incorporate as many kind of personal things within the garden. So from the different focus groups, they've contributed ideas, stories, you know, whether it's the younger kids now who kind of love the escapism that a garden can offer, or whether it's even birth children within the fostering community. So these would be the kids who have grown up as sort of stepbrothers and stepsisters to all the foster kids, and they, how unique a role they have, because it's pretty easy for them to kind of engage and to kind of, you know, it's not easy for sort of children within a system like that who are overcoming sort of many challenges, and oftentimes several challenges at once, to kind of verbalize or to kind of, you know, to kind of engage with, certainly with adults it's not always straightforward, but with children they provide this sort of immediate resource that they can kind of access, whether it's through play, whether it's through escapism. And we kind of want that to be reflected in the garden. So it's a playful garden, it's a fun garden. There's elements within it, we use different materials, so it's to kind of highlight that there are challenges. It's not always an easy journey, but there are challenges. So we use different materials, rusty seals, a few little kind of darker elements, but those elements ultimately are subsumed within the beauty of the garden.
And so Borbia bloom in general, like this is an incredibly, like this is a brilliant thing for Ireland to have. What can people expect from the festival?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, over the last decade, like even last year, every year they're kind of breaking the numbers. Like we're expecting about 150,000 people this year over 5 days. I mean, it's a brilliant family day out. Kids go free, so once they're with an adult, you know, the range of entertainment and sort of not just the show gardens. The show gardens, well, everyone is drawn to the show garden just because it's an instant thing. You can kind of go and see something that effectively looks like it's been growing for 20 or 30 years, although there's a little bit of theatrical stage management to it. We're just trying to make it perfect just for one weekend. But the rest of the show, in terms of showcasing the best of Irish food, best of Irish produce, there's music, there's events, there's entertainment for kids. It's a fabulous, like it's not always easy to entertain a family for a full day, but anytime I've had the opportunity to bring my own family in there, it's a very easy way to pass 7, 8, 9 hours just because of the range of entertainment. Equally, you would expect, I mean, the weather hasn't always been great over the last 12 months, but usually the June bank holiday weekend, we have our best opportunity for good weather. And if it is, it's a spectacular weekend.
And I mean, finally, just to talk about gardening in general as a hobby, it's a great thing to get into. Like, it can be environmentally friendly, and it's also a great creative outlet.
Yeah, it's very, I mean, a lot of people would have, they may or may not admit it, but you can get a lot of, there's a lot of therapy that can be got from gardening, just in terms of, no more than just engaging in any way or shape or form with an outdoor space, whether it's gardening, whether it's hiking, getting out into the garden, just, you know, engaging a little bit with nature. I guess the big thing nowadays is we're in the month of May, so a lot of people subscribe to the No Mow May. That kind of lends itself to, I guess you could call it, rewilding and or a bit of lazy gardening. Just means we can kind of sit and enjoy a little bit more. Gardening, just that sense. We don't always, I guess it's our love-hate relationship with the weather. Our opportunity, the reason why we don't possibly enjoy the weather as much as we could is just on the occasion that it is a little bit damp, we can take solace in the fact that our local biodiversity and our gardens are thriving just as much in those wet as those dry occasions. We generally only get to engage with the drier moments, but look, who wouldn't want to get out on a day like today? North Wicklow is certainly the most beautiful place in the world.
Excellent. Robert Moore, thank you very much.
No, thank you.
And that's Robert Moore, who will be at Bordbia Bloom this June. You can get even more information online. Be sure to visit the website artstoprotect.ie or eastcoast.fm. A tip sheet will give you all the information that you need to know. Arts to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused programme series funded by Commission Man with the television licence fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at artstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission the Man with the television licence fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie.